So first of all, what did God mean in our first reading when God said, not as man sees, does God see? And then what did Paul mean in the second reading when he said, you once were in the dark, but now you are light. Live as children of the light. And do they have any connection to each other? And did John help us to see what they mean in the gospel? Let's take a look at that. Let's start here. I'm sure you've heard the saying, I've seen the light. That usually means not just I understand something, but I understand something maybe I've struggled with for a long time, or maybe even I was even kind of skeptical of at some point. Well, the author of this gospel, the one we call John, would be thrilled to hear anybody say, I've seen the light. Because John, throughout the gospel, plays with dark and light and seeing and not seeing as symbols of believing and not believing. That's really what it comes down to for him. In today's gospel, we see the blind man coming into the light. We see the transformation from dark into light, not because he was given vision, sight, but the transformation that we see in his heart, in how he sees and understands and eventually believes in Jesus. That's the coming into the light that John so often talks about. We saw it again last week with the woman at the well, that gradual transformation, coming into the light and then having it change the rest of their lives. With the blind man, you might remember, he first, when he was being pelted with questions, he first responded, he talked about Jesus as just he. He made clay, he put it on my eyes, and he healed me. And then later on, you see that progression where he pressed further and he says, he's a prophet. So it's not just he anymore. And finally, when he meets Jesus again, he admits, you are the Son of God. And most importantly to John and to us, he believed. Belief is no small thing. Someone proclaiming their belief in John's eyes, the writer of this gospel, is everything. In fact, John wrote towards the end of the gospel, his entire reason for writing the gospel was to bring us to belief in Jesus Christ. He wrote, I wrote this so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Everything in the Gospel of John is designed to move the reader or the listener from dark into light, to move the reader or the listener toward belief without necessarily seeing first. And John has kind of a simple two-part pathway for moving ourselves towards that kind of belief, that concept of believing is seeing rather than the other way around. And it starts with trusting the testimony of others. We saw it last week with the woman at the well. We saw it today with the blind man. And so it should lead us to question to ourselves, are there people in our lives who remind us of God's love and presence for us? Do we see them enough? Do we notice them enough? Do we believe them? The second part of John's pathway towards believing is seeing is trust in the Spirit. Trust in the Spirit is Jesus' constant presence and teaching, or continuous presence and teaching in our lives. And so we ask ourselves, are we consistently open to the nudgings of the Spirit in order to shape us and move us? Is it something that we truly believe in, that we remember, that we listen for as much as possible? Because you see, what John was doing was preparing followers for a time when they would have to demonstrate their faith without first seeing. He was preparing thousands of years worth of followers. He was preparing us to be followers, to move into the light without first seeing. And his gospel is still a great resource for us. especially in a time when we don't have grand signs being performed in front of us, and at a time when we don't have Jesus Christ walking by our side. John reminds us what you need is to give testimony to others and to listen to others' testimony and to listen to the nudgings of the Spirit, to have that strengthen your beliefs and continue to shape your actions. And so we pray that we'll become the people who walk by the light, people whose lives lean towards God's vision, people who help others see, not because we have all the answers, because we know we carry the one who is the light.